So how do we do this? I'm going to guide you through a 3 or 4 step process right now to eliminate self-sabotage in the area of finances forever. So let's go for it. Get your success journal or pull over the car now. This is the time. As you pull it out, here's what we're going to do. And if you need to, stop the tape and come back to me. You have 30 seconds. Go. Welcome back. I again hope I'm welcoming you back. And you did turn off this thing while you went and got your success journal. You don't want to write on a scrap of piece of paper. Keep that thing with you. Okay, good. Now here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like, if you would, to write down all of the pain that you presently experience in your life because you don't have the level of financial abundance that you truly deserve. In other words, what are you losing right now? What are you missing out on? What's it costing in your life not to have financial abundance? In other words, our goal here is to not just be intellectual, but to really get ourselves to experience once and for all a tremendous amount of pain from not having finances. So really go into your gut, go into your core and say, okay, what are the things I really want to do or be or share or create or give or make that I cannot do right now because I don't have financial abundance? I've got enough finances to get by, or I've got a, you know, maybe even worse, you're comfortable. That's really a death rattle in terms of finances. But what are some of the things beyond that that you're missing out on? Maybe just the self-esteem of knowing that you can create as much as you want in an instant. What is it that you're missing out on? I'm going to give you about 2.5 minutes to do this. So please begin now. Remember, while you're doing this, make it compelling. What are some things you'd really like to do in your life that you can't do? Think about how much pain that could generate if you really focused on that enough. Normally, you don't pay attention. Do you ever have to say, "Someday, honey, we'll do that"? How does that make you feel? Or, "Someday, son, someday, daughter, yeah, I'd really like to do this, but we just can't do it right now. Maybe later, maybe sometime." And yet in your feeling, in your gut, you don't think it'll ever happen. What's some of the pain you experience because you don't have massive financial abundance? What's it costing you in your life? What could you do to develop yourself if you had more money and you're missing out on it now? What could you do for your favorite foundation or your favorite charity? Is there somebody in your family who's suffering right now financially and you're unable to help them? How does that make you feel to know you don't have the money to help them? Someone need medical care? Would you like to be able to purchase a nicer home or something like that for family members, a mom or a dad? Would you like to take better care of your grandparents but can't because you just don't have the financial abundance? Is there a school you like to send your children to, but you just can't, again, because there isn't enough money? What are some of the prices you pay every single day because you don't have enough money? What are some of the things you really want, but you've had to settle for second best because you didn't have financial abundance? Is there a studio you'd like to build, and you can't do that, so you got to go somewhere else? Are you having to live in a neighborhood that is not supportive of your own values simply because of economic necessity? How does that make you feel, knowing that you have to do that? Make sure as you write these down, you really feel the pain. I know that doesn't sound very nice, but the way we change is link pain to something. Get it out on the table. Okay. So what we've done here, we've done it effectively, is gotten your brain to begin to associate major pain to not having money. Now you might say, "Well, Tony, I already had that." Well, maybe. But maybe it was like you had one thought at a time. What we want to do is intensify the feeling of pain so your brain will finally say, "I've had it. No more. I've got to have money." So what's on your list? Is it compelling enough? When I have people do this many times, they'll tell me things like, "Well, gosh, you know, not having money means I don't have time with my kids." Or, "Not having money means I can't live with my son or daughter." Or, "Not having money means I can't get them the kind of childcare they really deserve, and I'm busy working too, and I don't know what to do." That's pretty strong pain. That'll get somebody motivated real quick. Remember, we'll do more to avoid pain than we will to gain pleasure, so put it on yourself. Some people say just the pressure of the bills themselves, that is so painful. Having people calling you up again and again saying, hey, you got to handle this thing. That does it for some people by itself. Or maybe in this society where one out of two people end up in divorce, some people are having to support two households. And they think about the pain they have in that they can't have the lifestyle they want because they can barely take care of themselves after taking care of somebody else. For other people, it's saying, you know, I can't do it, or I'll do it later, but knowing in their heart that later may never come. That's pain. Or maybe for you, it's just the pain of knowing somebody who really deserves help, and you just can't do it because you don't have the money. Or maybe it's the inability to travel or visit the places you'd really like to, or maybe visit some people. I know some people have made on their list things like, I just don't have the money to even go visit the grandparents who are about to pass away. I know I need to be there, but I just can't because I'm busy and I have to keep working, or because I don't have the money to even get there. Again, this is not negative. This is the most positive thing you can do to yourself. Creating pressure on yourself, massive pressure, where not having money hurts, will make your brain want to change. That's the only way you'll get rid of the sabotage. Does that make sense? So let's go to the second stage. The second stage is, let's just find out what you think of when you think about money itself. So now I'm going to only give you about 60 seconds. But in these 60 seconds, what I'd like you to do is, back in your success journal, just write down anything you think of that you associate to money. If I say to you, money, or a lot of money, I want you to write down what pops up in your head. Just write down singular words that you associate to money. So you've got 60 seconds. Please begin now. Go for it. Okay, time. So what's on your list? Well, I'm not sure what's on yours, but I decided to try this with the engineer here in the studio. And he came up with some things like this. He said that he has freedom. He associates to money time with loved ones, associates to money less stress, less bills, safety, and stress reduction in the form of entertainment. Somebody else here has on their list freedom of movement, security, giving, peace of mind, hard work, the burden of responsibility, lifestyle, wider social latitude. Interesting. What's on your list? Now, when you look at your list, is it mostly positive or mostly negative? What I've found is when I have people do this, it depends on the individual, but oftentimes I get a lot of positives. You know, on most of these lists, both these lists seem to be primarily positive. They think about money and there's these positive things. They associate pleasure. And you say, Tony, then why would somebody sabotage if they only associate pleasure? Well, let's try another approach and dig a little deeper into your brain. Let's see if all your associations really are positive. Here's what I'd like you to try. For the next 2 minutes, I want you to write down the things you remember hearing growing up about money. In other words, what were you taught about money, both explicitly and implicitly, by what people told you, like, for example, in your family, your mom, your dad, etc.? What are some of the phrases you remember hearing? Jot them down now. You have 2 minutes, beginning now. Okay, again, time. So my question is, do you notice any conflicts here? Well, I don't know what's on your list, but if I were to take the sampling I have here in the studio, it's rather interesting. In the beginning here, we have a person's list where they say they associated money, freedom, time with loved ones, less stress, less bills, more safety, stress reduction in the form of entertainment. But what was this person taught growing up? Well, money is the root of all evil. Second thing on their notes, money isn't everything. Person obviously doesn't know where to shop. Third one is no time to enjoy it. Fourth one, no time to enjoy it. Time with loved ones, no time to enjoy it. Isn't that an interesting conflict? And we wonder why we sabotage, why we start to move towards, and then all of a sudden think there's going to be pain here, and we sabotage ourselves. Here's another sampling. Person whose notes said that they associated money, freedom of movement, and security, and giving, and peace of mind, and hard work, and the burden of responsibility, few negatives there, and lifestyle. This person has money doesn't grow on trees. How's that for conditioning you for abundance? I'm not saying it does, but that's probably not the best frame to hold in your mind on an ongoing basis. Secondly, we can't afford it. Interesting, and that sentence is still probably running through this person's brain. There's the next one. It costs too much, or it's too expensive. Here's the next thing on this gentleman's list. Take care of pennies, and the dollars will take care of themselves. Now let me ask you a question. How do you feel about taking care of pennies? Does that like really create pleasure for you? You think your brain says, oh man, I'm gonna take care of all these pennies so I get a few dollars. Whoa, I highly doubt it. Here's my point. You wanna know why people are sabotaging? Check out the massive contradictions here. On the one hand, the person associates to money primarily positive experiences, yet on the other, everything the person was taught growing up is it's gonna be painful. Think about that. That's why people experience approach avoidance, where they go out and start to make some money, but only go so far before they limit themselves. Like having a governor on your car. You put your foot on the accelerator, you start going a certain pace, but that's the highest you're gonna go. See, that governor is all the things you were taught in the past, those old beliefs. Now, how do we eradicate them? Again, we associate enough pain to them. Think about it. Are you willing to pay the price? The price you wrote down to start with here, the things you're gonna miss out on your life in order to keep these measly ideas in your mind that somebody dumped in without realizing the impact maybe years ago. I doubt it.